one nation under fraud. Completely visible with lying and spying for all. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no such thing as a smart city. So stop making up stuff. To try to
how incredible it is, how awesome it is, what an amazing utopia. We're headed towards the nature of education and how we alter that in positive ways that will impact us while we're living in our smart cities and our smart cars are taking us and everything's smart. But sometimes the people aren't smart enough for the jobs that are being created.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no such thing as a smart city. So stop making up stuff.
You want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
From Slimy Nancy herself.
Yeah.
In the beginning of that tape was my governor, and he was denying the existence of smart cities, but then was recorded at a luncheon before that incident talking about smart cities. And then you have him, the governor, my governor, and I'm using him for an example, of course, today, but then he sets out to demonize everybody that doesn't like him as a white supremacist Nazi extremist. So if you don't like your governor, and I don't care what state you're in, you're a Nazi. So it's pretty amazing. And Nancy Pelosi put it out there as, yeah, this is one of our tactics. This is what we do, and then we get the press to validate, right? And so, for the record, I'm more interested in the tactic than anything, aren't you? Like the tactic they're using, because they're going to use it all over the country with this election cycle.
Well, I kind of wish everybody would approach this the way I did.
Oh.
So instead of being called a white supremacist,
uh-huh.
all you have to do is identify as black. And then they can't call you that.
And they can't call you not a Nazi anymore. it's so fascinating. You know, this tactic that will be used and is being used all over the country. See, they're doing it to Marjorie. They're doing it to all these people right now and the citizens of Utah right now. And there's a lot of talk shows talking about it because it was so out there. And we're in Utah. But it's so crazy to me how the governor can demonize 4,000 delegate voters, the most educated among the voters, okay? And he can demonize everybody. And the press then, just like Nancy said, the tactic is to get the press to say the same thing that he said. And so what it does is it takes the attention off of everything horrid that's being done in my state by him at his direction and puts it on the so-called bad behavior of the people. So everyone has to defend themselves, but it's not, the focus isn't on the huge bad policies. Now, you've seen this with other governors too. I've seen it all over. It was just really, there were so many lies. I think that was well planned. He knew in the beginning of his speech, and we said this a little bit yesterday, but in the beginning of his speech, he actually said, I'm throwing my speech out. And then goes to a piece of paper where everything's written out and reads from his speech. So he gave the speech he wanted to give. Mm-hmm. And it was so fascinating to me how he could stand there and lie in front of everybody and then give a speech that was ready to demonize everybody. See, he hadn't been booed the point that he wrote that speech. But the speech was all demonizing anyone that was there that was booing. What do you feel about booing or clapping?
A lot
of people talk about that and they go, you got to be quiet and silent.
No, because that is a way to let people know you're happy or unhappy.
It's an outward sign by being peaceful and all you're doing is booing or applause.
I mean, it beats throwing a hand grenade.
So applause, good citizen. Booing, Nazi.
Yeah.
We got it. We got the message, right? You got the message for your state, too, for your governor.
Sure.
And all the governors seem to be taking our country down the gutter, right? State by state. But isn't that crazy that people are saying, well, good decorum, be respectful, be silent?
You Nazi.
Why would you have to be silent to be respectful? If I'm sitting in my seat, peaceably going, boo, I don't like what you're saying. It's the most peaceable thing you can do. It's not violent. It's not an attack. It's not anything. You're booing because you're saying, this is how I feel about what you're saying right now.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I know. But it's so nuts to me that we are in a position to debate that and to say, oh, that's not how we do things. It is how we do things. They used to duel. We're not even dueling anymore. I mean, come on, this is America. You're supposed to voice your opinion toward what's happening. And like my friend said, it's not Hollywood. You're not, you know, enthusiastically clapping the destruction of our country. Give me a break.
This is always how they do it. They make accusations mm-hmm. that have no basis in fact. Mm-hmm. They criticize everything you do, even though they're doing it worse.
I know. Isn't that
it's just crazy. It's,
yeah. Put all the attention on the people and not the hot seat of the
right.
of the people that have been in office who then have to explain what they've done and can't.
Yeah.
So they just deflect.
The issue.
It's a great, brilliant strategy. Yeah,
the issue is not mm-hmm. that I'm raising your taxes by 100%. The issue is that you're not happy about it.
That right there is the truth.
Yeah.
That is exactly what's going on all across the country. And the demonization is on. The game is on. So how do you fight that? You know, I was laughing last night because I was telling my husband everyone should wear a shirt that says, I'm an extremist, according to my governor, and show up wherever he is. Because the optics of that, the media wouldn't be able to hide that after a while. I mean, if you had that many people saying that, you know, on a T-shirt, because it is silent, but it's there, right? And those kinds of things, the visual representation of a state that's not happy, it makes it a little harder for fraud to go through. Because fraud means that the people have to accept it, okay? But if the people aren't accepting it and they know that, and they know the people aren't going to accept it because there's too much visualization out there of the junk, okay? Then, or not the junk, but of course the people unhappy, okay? Then awesome. That's what you need to push back, play their game.
Numbers.
Numbers.
What we do, we have to do in numbers. And it doesn't take a lot. Mm-hmm. Imagine 10% of the population is over 30 million people.
I know.
What are they going to do against 30 million people who are willing to speak out?
Mm-hmm.
They can't stop that.
It's funny because, you know, I was telling people, you know, every time you got to a podium and you get to ask the person a question, start out with, I'm an extremist, you know, constantly shove their narrative back in their face.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we also said politicians should get up and say, they're probably going to put together some fake images of kiddie porn as I tell you this very important fact.
Right.
Because then if you premise everything, it takes away the bite. It takes away their ability to do it, right? Preempts them. This is what needs to happen. How else can you fight this?
Well, you certainly
I don't know another way.
You certainly don't wait until they make the false allegation.
Yeah.
Just say ahead of time, they're going to make a false allegation about me because they don't like what I'm saying.
Right. Exactly. So we have to get smarter, more creative, better at this, because they're using these hardcore tactics against us. And really sort of the art of war. I mean, they're really utilizing the media. They're utilizing every gun they have, right? And everything that they're doing. And so we're all standing there just kind of hoping that it won't be the case. And I don't know that that's enough.
You know, not only are they using every mm-hmm. method at their probability,
mm-hmm.
but they're not even being successful using all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're losing the battle. All it's going to take is for another few million people to stand up and speak out.
Mm-hmm.
We're that close.
Yeah, right. So we have this big looming problem, and that is we know there's election fraud. And we know that 2024 is coming. So how much stock are you putting in the results? Because it's going to be very difficult. Like I said, they rely on the people to accept it. So right now they're laying down tracks for plausibility of extremists are a small group, but everyone else is a big group, okay? That's not the case. So we have to be aware of that in order to fight this.
It's so bad that if Biden had a stroke and died tonight, tomorrow the news would say, mm-hmm. It's still a close race.
So true. By the way, where's Kamala been?
Oh, they have hiding. They got her hiding.
Haven't seen her.
Yeah.
Just making that point. Haven't seen her. She hasn't been around. But yeah, I absolutely think that he knew that he was going to get booed. So he lied and then wrote a speech about it. And utilize the media, had emails ready to go, calling out extremists. And, you know, the 4,000 people that were there to vote as delegates did their homework. You have to do a lot of homework when you're a delegate. This is the pool of the most informed voters. And I loved it that they booed him the entire speech. I love that. That's great. What are we going to do in all these states? What are we going to do? We know it's there. We haven't done anything about it. County commissioners across the country haven't done anything about it. So what are we going to do? And that's the big elephant in the room. And I'm not quite sure what the answer is, but I do know that they rely on us. It's like cash. You know, it's relying on the value, the belief of the value. And this is the belief of what's taking place. And if there's too much of a visual representation against that, they can't, it would be very difficult to push that through. They did it in 2020. They had the visual representation of everyone wanting Trump, but they pushed Biden through anyway, right? They couped the country that got him in anyway. So it's kind of interesting that they did it. But could they get away with that again? I don't know. I know. We'll be right back. But yeah, Kamala hasn't been around. She's never around. Isn't that funny? She's mm-hmm. never talked about, right? You never hear about anything. It's very strange. All right, you guys, be right back. Kate Daly Show. There you go. Here's some comments from you guys in working with Birch Gold, which I absolutely love. You've heard me talking about them on the air. There's a reason for that. I think there's a crucial time right now in which you have some choices to make, which you can shore up your IRAs and your accounts with gold. And it might not cost you a dime, which is awesome. But here's one comment. This was my first time purchasing precious metal products. I did my due diligence and educated myself on how precious metals are priced and sold. I chose Birch Gold because of the very high marks on their business practices. It was the right choice for me to go with Birch. The whole transaction was smooth with no high pressure. Don't you just love that? I love that. Also, establishing my new IRA, filling it with products will provide me security against the waning U.S. dollar. The staff at Birch Gold honed their process of teaching how to inform potential clients of their services to very efficiently opening new accounts and providing expertise and assistance by selecting the appropriate PMs to purchase for their customers. I love that. There's so many great comments from you guys. High marks, definite high marks with Birch Gold. You love them. I'm so glad. By the way, get some help. Just text 989898. Text my name, Kate, and you'll get some free information. Please do that. Just text my name over while you're sitting there. Information is free. That's fantastic for you.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening in. I'm probably on a quest for truth. What's going on in this country? What's happening? And state by state. And we try to give all the states some attention because it's everywhere. Everything that's happening is everywhere else, too. And it used to be where it was just like the liberal states. Mm-mm. Not really. Not at all. It's both. It's all of it. It's both sides and the whole runs the whole game. Don't you think? Runs the whole gamut. Mm-hmm. And that's really important to, I think, drive home. By the way, Friday's show, I'm doing a show on water witching. Alan Dershowitz, right? And then water witching with an expert that's been doing it decades.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very cool. We'll learn about that on Friday.
About him.
We'll learn about that on Friday. It'll be awesome. Really excited about that. We have a lot at stake always. Always. And I think it's so important and vital that we realize the tactics being used and we get a lot smarter at fighting it. We haven't been smart at it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Hey. You know, booing and being silent, mm-hmm. they definitely have their place, mm-hmm. you know, strategically.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really like to bring out and make it more popular laughing and pointing at them. if we can make that happen. You know, I don't know who's going to start that.
Laughing and pointing. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that would be funny.
But yeah. But in the case of Utah's governor, I think a good T-shirt slogan for him would be, in quotes, "Stop making," and you could, it starts with S, but you mm-hmm. could just say "stuff mm-hmm. up,"
right?
Because there was that clip of him, mm-hmm. Stop making stuff up, and then he's caught
and he's cursing
about smart cities.
Yeah, he was cursing while he was denying smart cities. Mm. It's definitely different. I mean, he gets away with
better.
It. Yeah, disagree better. I wonder if he had his disagree better panties on while he was giving his talk. So yeah, it's interesting. Right. Thank you. Appreciate it. It is. It's hard to watch because it's so filled with manipulation intent, and it's also strategy on their part. So you kind of, that's the kind of people we have to deal with all around our country.
You know, a real problem in this country is mm-hmm. the ignorance of people.
Mm-hmm.
They have no vocabulary. They don't know what words mean. And mm-hmm. Dr. Pesta says this all the time. If you control the language, Now, I said something during the break, and you didn't like the word I used.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the people need to revolt.
I like the word. I just know how people take it.
Well, that's the problem. That's mm-hmm. my point.
Mm-hmm.
Because the definition is a renouncing of allegiance as to government or party, or a movement or expression of vigorous dissent. The definition
right.
does not say pick up your arms and fight. But that's how people take it.
So I like that. And you're right. That is the exact definition. It really is the word to use.
It is.
No, you're right. You're right on that. I do like it. I mean, we have to understand. I think we've gotten ourselves into a place where, people aren't throwing tomatoes. They're a boo, a laugh, a point of finger, a clap. This is the only way we have left to say, this is how I feel about you, politician. And the problem is like you said, they don't like it when you don't like them.
Right.
So then they say that decorum and civility means silence. And they push it off into civility. They push it off into you. You have to be different instead of them being accountable, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, you're right. The word revolt, actually does fit.
It fits perfectly. The
you're
people
right.
need to be mm-hmm. able to stand up and say enough.
Yeah.
That's a revolt.
Right. Anything in numbers. Anything in volume. And as we've talked about on the show many times, the only times things were ever really changed was when the masses got together and said, no, thank you. Like we said, whether it was walking around a church, whether it was the Vietnam War, and the soldiers saying no. I mean, it takes a no, and it takes, don't go by their guidelines, because their guidelines are pushing you into a box so little that you have zero say anymore. That's not okay.
You know, since you mentioned the Vietnam War, all of this garbage going on at the universities,
mm-hmm.
they're comparing it to the Vietnam era protest. I was there. It's not the same. Not even close.
This is all conjured up right now at the college protest. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. It's manipulated. Be right back.
got a problem, I don't care what it is.
Hey, everybody, you've heard me talk about donewithdebt.com. Maybe you haven't racked up credit card bills, but maybe you know somebody that has. Please give them this information because these guys actually are the real deal. Donewithdebt.com. Okay, donewithdebt.com. And then tell them to choose my name because our sponsors help us stay on the air. And they can choose Kate Daly in the drop-down menu. When they are at the site, there's a couple of things to fill out. They keep that private, but they surely are helping people. I'm getting emails from you guys, and my favorite emails about working with these guys are, oh my gosh, they really are that good. Okay? So people, take this hint. If you want to have them negotiate your rates down, they're phenomenal at it. And get out of credit card debt, they're phenomenal at it. Please give them a chance. They can really step in and help you before it gets too bad, okay? We have taken out so much money in debt that we have to be so careful right now to not push ourselves into maybe a coming bankruptcy or something like that. So Done With Debt, out of all the companies out there, these are the guys that I really, really like. These are the guys that I stand by. Donewithdebt.com. You will love them. And give their name to somebody that you know that's in trouble, okay? Thanks, you guys. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. You know, I've told you to text Birch Gold. There's new gold prices out. You might want to check that out. Text 989898. Text my name, Kate. They'll send you some information, the latest, and get everything that you've got out there backed by gold and silver. Birch Gold, that is the place. Ron Paul loves them. Everyone loves them. And I'm telling you, they have the best reputation. Get your gold and silver there. You can get up to $10,000 worth of free gold and silver, which is amazing. And then also, it won't cost you anything to get everything backed up, which is so important. So just don't let it hang out there. Never know what's coming. I think there's opportunity right now to do something. I would do it while you've got it. Got the opportunity for sure. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate. K-A-T-E. That's so simple, right? You've got your phone in your hand right now. If you do that for me, I'd really appreciate it. These sponsors also keep us on the air too. And so I love it when you trust me to utilize these sponsors, these great sponsors that I have, because they're amazing at what they do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about them. Okay. I'll be on the OAN network tomorrow before the show. So I just thought I'd let everybody know. And, you know, I was listening to an ad, Uncle Milty, and the ad was all about autism, and they're normalizing autism to the point where it's fine. Here's some help. We'll help you. It's fine. Don't ever ask questions about why so many have it. We're normalizing fraud. We're normalizing it. And why is that? How are we doing that? We're not talking about that as much as we're talking about the elections, but we're not talking about the fraud as much. We're normalizing everything that's huge and should be discussed, should be corrected.
My generation is dying out, and your generation is next, and the previous generation to you doesn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is they're teaching the young people that this is all normal.
Yeah.
Because they have no memory of what it was like before.
You're right. There was an article on MSN, and this chick comes out, and she's young, right? The youngins that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm abrosexual. It took me 30 years to realize, because she's 30.
Yeah.
So she goes, I'm abrosexual. And so, of course, the MSN had to go all about this. What is that? It's a term. It's a new term. And the new term means I just fluctuate between being bisexual and heterosexual. I'm confused, in other words.
Yeah.
I don't know what I like and don't like. I'm confused. And they're now calling it abrosexual.
Yeah. What it really means is it just depends on where I am when I get excited.
They're normalizing being confused.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing. I mean, I saw this girl, and here she is in the article. Big old smile, 30 years old.
Being abrosexual is no different than saying, if it feels good, do it. You know?
But they attach these terms, these new things to it, and then it normalizes this weird thing.
It's a new name.
And we're normalizing confusion. Yeah. We're normalizing everything. And I think that's at the core of what everyone's so upset about. They see everybody normalizing it and accepting all of it.
This was the entire basis of Newspeak.
Yeah.
You just change the definition of words.
Right.
You give them a new name and a new meaning to cover up the original meaning.
And the key goes back to what Nancy, I get that gag reflex whenever I say her name, Nancy Pelosi. It goes back to Nancy when she was talking about the wrap-up smear, because she goes, you get the media to substantiate it, and that's how you merchandise it. I mean, she's probably three sheets to the wind when she's saying this, but like she always was. But that's true. You get the media to substantiate, right? Now they're normalizing extremism. It's this. Yeah, that party's extreme. As if there's no question mark. It's a lie. It's an utter lie. But they're trying to normalize that anyone that understands what's going on in the country, an informed person, is an extremist.
They could never accomplish this if they didn't totally control the media.
I know.
They could not do it.
You're right.
It's the media that sells it. They put the idea out there. The media jumps on it. And the next thing you know is everybody says, being happy is miserable.
So
yeah,
true.
Yeah, no, it is.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
I've been miserable my whole life.
It's the truth. It's the truth. So how do we stop that? You get people to stop believing the media.
Yes.
Because they're lying to you. All the time. So honestly, I think this is at the very, very root of how we feel right now. And it's going to destroy us if we don't get a handle on it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Uncle Milty. This is Tom from the Great Social Valley up north.
Hi, Tom. You got about a minute. Go for it.
Okay. First of all, have you seen the Eric Moutsos video on Governor Cox?
Yes. I love it.
I think everybody should spread that around to everybody in the state.
I love it.
And the next thing is, I forget who's made this quote, but it goes, silence in the face of tyranny is evil.
Yes. Yes.
And I think we can't be silent because tyranny is all about us these days.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to speak up more, not less. Thank you very much.
Thank
Have a wonderful
you.
Day.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Right on the money, because of the fact that they want you in a little tiny box that says, if you're a civil person, you're never going to say anything. You're just going to cast your vote. You're never going to show anybody any dissent. That is not the definition of civil.
No. That quote was civility. From Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Ah, thank you. Yep. It's not the definition. And we as Americans, have to learn how to be American again. I think we need to find our roots again. We're lost a little bit in, we're trying so hard. And we're going by these insidious rules they keep making up. And that's not going to work either. And I do like your word revolt. You're right. I was wrong on that. You're right. It's when people think revolt, they think revolution. And then they think bloody revolution. And revolt is a great word because it encompasses exactly what we've just talked about for 40 minutes. Exactly. So I like it. You were right. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah. I hear it all the time, though.
Oh, my gosh. Abrosexual. You guys, we're in trouble. I mean, this is just getting out of hand. And I can't tell you how many discussions I've been in where people have said, it's the nice thing to do to sit and listen. Well, But I do like the caller's idea, though, on pointing and laughing. That would have been hilarious. It was funny, too, that if people hadn't booed, the speech was written by the governor to talk about people booing. So it would have been hilarious, actually. People wouldn't have if they would have laughed instead, because then the speech wouldn't have worked. And he had it all prepared. The governor lied, had it all prepared, all ready to go. It's a strategy they're trying to use to also beef up the fraud. So that way you don't question, right? Fraudulent results. So just letting people in on tactics. The new tactic of the extremist in this election cycle is going to be played to the hilt by the media. It's all you're going to see. If you're an informed voter, you are an extremist. That is the new definition of you. You're borderline Nazi. That's who you are. And that is disgusting. It's evil. And don't let them get away with it. Call your news organization. Don't let them get away with that.
You want to hear something really interesting?
You better hurry.
Too late.
We'll be right back. Keep telling you.
There you go.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. And hope you're enjoying the show today. Mel Madison coming up in the next hour talking economy. But we're going to start that hour right now a little bit into this hour because of the fact that I want to talk economy with Mike Pearson. And Mike comes from Done With Debt. And I want to talk to him about what he's doing for people because it's really, really important that we make good decisions about. And these are the things we can do about our debt and get that peace of mind and don't be buried by trying to exist right now, because everyone's trying to exist paying $1,000 to $2,000 more than they were paying a couple years ago for the same thing. And I know that this is creating havoc for people out there. And I want people to feel peace. And this show helps people to feel and do feel peace, but do the things that are necessary to at least do the things you can do. There's a lot about what's going on right now politically and everything else. There's not a lot, you know, there's some things you can't do. There are some things you can do. And if you find yourself in this situation, it's so important to make sure you do something about it right now. Mike Pearson, welcome.
Hi, how you doing today, Kate?
I'm good. Can you let people know what it is you guys are out there doing and doing so well? Because I pick the people that I represent on the show and sponsors like yourself that are just incredible. And I think people need to understand what you do for people, because I'm getting emails from listeners that are utilizing you and they're loving you. And I want people to understand what you do.
What we do is, and great question here, what we do is we help you deal with the creditors you're facing in unsecured debt. We get in front of them for you, and we help you negotiate your debt down upwards of up to 50% savings. Wow. We also stop the harassing phone calls. Mm-hmm. And in so many words, we give our clients their lives back, right?
Right.
Because these kind of debts are insurmountable, meaning that the interest rate is something we can't control. And all of a sudden, with the price of groceries, the prices of gasoline, just basic necessities, you're looking at your bills and you're saying, wow, how am I barely making it? And I'm trapped. So I'm trapped, we help them out of the trap, the financial trap that's set up by these credit card companies that it's...
Well, they seem
that's how they make their money.
They
right?
seem to be upping their interest rates for any little thing right now to these skyrocketing interest rates on people.
No,
you probably
absolutely.
Noticed this.
Well, we're seeing about give or take about 23% the average APR on just credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we see these loan companies to consolidate the debt. You get a loan to put a bandaid on the problem, and those are up to 29%. Just because it's one payment doesn't mean you're saving money. So we're here to spread knowledge, help our clients, help them get in front of the creditors, reduce it, and lower your payments and something manageable and get you out of debt quickly. Our average client, you know, gets out of debt within 2 to 3 years. And once you graduate from our program, your FICO improves overall.
Oh, I would imagine. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me some success stories that you've dealt with. I love this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have many here. Let me pick one out of the recent ones. We had a older lady here. You wouldn't know it by her energy, but her name is Cynthia. I can't give out the last name because we have privacy policies here at the firm, but I'll do the first name. She went through lost her husband. He was a bread maker. All of a sudden, she had $50,000 in debt. She went ahead and got one of those loans to consolidate everything. Ouch. And life just happened. And within 6 months, she owed double, $100,000. She's been in our program already 3 months, and we're able to settle two of her major credit cards for about, give or take, 55% of what she owed. She's on a repayment plan with them, and we have about six more to go. She's very happy with the program. If y'all want to see, you can go to trustpilot.com and search Done With Debt. We have about 140 reviews with the success stories, but this is one that really, really resonated with me. She was about my mother's age, and she's super happy with us getting in front of it, especially with these harassing phone calls she used to get. She'd send the screenshots of her voicemails, and it was insane, Kate. 20 to 30 calls a day, and she was mortified. So we got in front of that. The phone calls stopped, and we gave her a little bit of life back here.
That feels good. I love that. Because so many people listening, if you're older, maybe you're okay, but maybe your kids or your grandkids are incurring all this debt, and they're getting buried by it. And you've got to spread the word, because this is the firm I would go with. These are the guys that are actually in there helping people. And there's lots of firms like this, but this is the one I trust. And I think I wanted you to come on because I want people to understand, like you just said, giving her her life back. We need to grab as much peace as possible. And money and debt is going to bury people. And we're at $1.29 trillion in one quarter, the last quarter of 2023. That's huge. That is huge.
It's huge. And it's just, we've been in the business. I've been in the business a long time. And what's going on right now, excuse my unprofessionalism, but it's insane. It's just insane. It's
I know.
Like my kids say, the math doesn't math.
The math doesn't math. Yeah. Or it's wife math. I like wife math because I'm really good at wife math, but, but I love that you guys are out there helping people. Thank you for what you're doing, because, this is such an easy thing. I mean, go to donewithdebt.com and, tell them we sent you. I love you as a sponsor. I picked you as a sponsor because of what you're doing and because of your stellar reputation. And we need to get to those companies that actually do what they say they're going to do, and you do. So this is why I wanted you to come on and explain to people how you're giving how you're helping them in so many ways, because when you have that peace, you are so different in your life. And when you're buried with an avalanche of money, I've been there before, right? Very difficult circumstance, and it's hard because it affects everything. So
it changes your whole life.
Yep.
It seems like, again, I'll use the word insurmountable, but it's not. We're the experts here. We can help you fill out a couple questions on our webpage, donewithdebt.com. If they want to call here, we have reps standing by at 888-322-1054.
Awesome.
We're here to help. It costs you nothing to call. It's a free consultation. The only time that there's a small fee percentage is when we start settling your debt. We set up a savings account for our clients, where instead of paying on these creditors for 10, 20, 15 years getting over with the high interest, you control the account, you deposit the money. Typically, it's half of your minimum payments are right now on the credit cards. And
Right.
You can cancel at any time.
Love it.
Well, I hate saying anything negative, but you're in control.
Love it.
Of this.
Thank you.
So take control of your life and give
Thank
us a call or go on the website.
Thanks. Yes. I asked Mike to come on. Thanks, Mike. Mike Pearson, because they're doing such a phenomenal job. And with you, the listeners, which I'm getting feedback, so it's awesome. We'll be right back with Mel Madison. Don't go anywhere. Thank you.